Welcome to another edition of Coffee with the Coach, presented by Tim Hortons. I'm Chris Brown, along with Bills head coach Rex Ryan, as the Bills make their last West Coast trip of the regular season to take on the Raiders in Oakland on Sunday. Coach, thanks for being with us. So you guys are back to stacking some wins here, two in a row after the win over the Jags. Do you sense that your players know that you've got to keep stacking them here to stay in the playoff picture, but at the same time just focus on this week, not worry about scoreboard watching, playoff scenarios, and all of that stuff?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, we have five games left, but you're exactly right. I mean, our team is very aware that we have to win every game. I mean, that's how we're approaching it. But it's all about this game. Going out to the West Coast, we understand that's difficult. But our guys are smart. We're taking care of our bodies, and we're going to be hydrated for that long trip out there. And then get out there, prepare, and get after it.
Your defensive staff has already pinpointed what some of the issues are with the red zone defense. You pointed to goal line specifically, goal-to-go situations. Would you call maybe some of the changes you've made there subtle or significant?
Well, I hope the results are significant. Yeah. I mean, we went last year, I think we were third in the league in that area. That's, in the red zone, that was the only spot we were good at. This year, we're doing really good in the other part of the red zone, but horribly here. So having Marcel back the whole time helps. We're going to activate Coleman, 340-pound tackle.
Okay.
I think that's going to help us also.
The Oakland team that you've got, the offense you're facing, very hard to completely neutralize. Not to say that you won't make every attempt to do that, but knowing that they're a team and an offense that usually gets theirs, what's the approach there to just kind of hold them down, make them earn it every step of the way? What's kind of the general approach there, knowing they're a pretty accomplished unit?
Well, they are. I think the big deal is, as a team, you try to eliminate keep their possessions to a minimum. I saw the other week against Houston, they only had six possessions. Typically, you go into a NFL game, you'll get about 12 possessions on offense. So if we can do that, I think we'll be in great shape.
All right, Coach. Now it's time for the fans to ask a question. We go out to our own Lauren Hall at a local Tim Hortons with our fan of the week with a question for Coach.
Hey, Chris, we're hanging out at the Tim Hortons on Union Road in West Seneca with Kelly. Kelly, what's your question for Coach?
I just want to know how you stay so positive throughout the highs and lows of the season.
All right, Coach, not an easy thing to do, when you have a loss or you're coming off of a loss, but how do you stay so positive?
Well, I think, first off, Kelly, I appreciate the question. I just think that, that's naturally, who I am. I'm a positive person. Mm-hmm. But I see the work that our players put in and the coaches, and I just feel, going into it that, things can get better, and I think we're starting to see it. Obviously, we had that big losing streak there and three games in a row, but feel like we're turning it around, and we know we have to pretty much win out, but we're confident.
All right, Coach, thanks as always for the time. Good luck getting a big win against the Raiders this week.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Bills head coach Rex Ryan. This has been Coffee with the Coach, presented by Tim Hortons. We'll see you next week.